disappointed, obviously, but you know, I suppose the lads really did give it their all, and they left everything they had out there. And any day you can do that, you can't be too disappointed, really, you know.
Yeah, just a bad start, I suppose. Like, they had 1-1 on the board after 7 minutes, a goal after 3 minutes, and just made hard work for yourselves.
Yeah, and I think they got a goal fairly early in the second half too. And you know, I keep repeating myself here, but when you're conceding 2 goals, it's kind of hard to win games from that point on. But they had a rally, I think, at one stage in the second half. Maybe we got back to within 1 or 2 points. Just it wasn't for us today, you know.
Yeah, they seemed to be able, like, every time you would get 2 or 3 points in the trot and it looked like you were getting momentum, they would hit back with 2 points or maybe a goal.
I suppose they had that cushion initially of 1-1 from the start, but they're a good outfit, and you could see there, I mean, for like Gilmore and Crimmins, really, really good quality inside forwards, like, you know.
Yeah, it was tough conditions out there. You know, it wasn't on the pitch that it was supposed to be on, and you know, it for a game of that level, it was far from ideal.
Look, we're not to take away, I suppose, from the result, because Coleman's won a fair and square in the day, but we're very disappointed with what happened this morning. The whole reason we came up to Belfast was we were told to play on the good pitch at Queen's. We didn't realise it wasn't on that pitch till we arrived there to get togged out, you know, 2 hours before throwing. So, look, we just feel it's a little bit disrespectful. If we knew that pitch wasn't playable, we could organise something closer to Letterkenny. It's 40 minutes for them. It's over 2 hours for us, you know. So it leaves a little bit of a sour taste in my mouth, like, you know.
Yeah, and it made things difficult out there too. Like, the ball was on the ground and led to scrambles and not pretty football.
No. But again, it was the same for both teams, you know. I'm not saying the result would have been any different if we played in the good pitch. But as you said, for this stage of the tournament, for the caliber of players, I think they deserved better than playing in the backfield.
Yeah, I suppose it's disappointment all round. But I'm sure you can take away from how competitive your team have been in the McCrory Cup this year. Like, and you know, St. Coleman's and Newry are one of the traditional big hitters. Like, and St. Eunice today showed that they're more than a match for them.
Absolutely, our goal at the start of the year was, could we be competitive? And I think we played 5 games. We won 3 out of 5. You know, we got to a playoff, the quarterfinal last year. We got to a quarterfinal this year. So that's progress. Like, and as you said, when you're competing against the Maharas, the Colemans, you know, these are schools steeped with a history and a culture of getting the best players in from not just their own county but from other counties, and that's what you're competing with, you know. So no, really, really proud of the lads, the effort they put in all year. It's been second to none, really.